I'm Dr. Kirsten Patrick, Deputy Editor for the Canadian Medical Association Journal. Today's Encounters article is called Le Feu Bonnet. It is a poem written and read by Dr. Harold Giardi, a fifth-year ophthalmology resident at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Dr. Giardi's poem is written from the perspective of a man with Charles Bonnet syndrome, which causes complex visual hallucinations.
Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Harold Giardi, and I'll be reading my poem called Le Feu Bonnet. I know they're not real what I'm seeing, but they look real. Nobody believes me, they think I'm crazy. Le Feu, they secretly call me, just because I see things they don't. Now I'm in this hospital, this institution. They say I have les cataractes and that I'm blind. I beg to differ. I see many things scattered about in this room. How can my eyes not be working if I can still see? Let me show you the world through my eyes, and you be the judge. When the candles get lit, I see a bright scatter, a flash. The flicker from the flames makes the world move and lights up a tapestry on the wall. The colors that paint the rolling hills of Breton so vivid, so green. When I ask the nurses about it, they say there is no tapestry, just a white wall. They keep pushing medications on me. I believe them, since no one seems to see it. Mais mon Dieu, it looks so real! I get taken outside for some fresh air, and it is extremely busy. Horses and carriages transporting goods and people, the mud kicking up behind, with emaciated stray dogs roaming the roads. I can see the beads of sweat on the merchants, and practically reach out and pet the strays. The hospital workers do not take notice. Their pace is much slower than the commotion. They must either truly not care, or the horses, carriages, dogs do not actually exist. Their profession precludes the first. I must be wrong then. In my old age, I'm not crazy, but the line between réalité and imagination blurs. Red birds, yellow birds, brown birds, I see them inside, flying and chirping. Yet birds don't live in hospitals. The gentle, grassy hills are around me, with a small village in the distance, not unlike the tapestry on the wall. Only, there is a family of rabbits now racing across. Clearly not a hospital. Occasionally, Sa Majesté le Roi Louis XV comes to visit. Except I know ce n'est pas Sa Majesté, because his face looks drawn in with ink from a swan's quill. I cannot read the newspaper anymore, but I can count the jewels on his crown while he's here, in this hospital room. Bonjour. A figure comes into my view. I can tell it's my nurse. She's smiling. A bird, a small sparrow it looks like, is yelling obscenities from her shoulder. The nurse is obviously oblivious. Hilarious. Tant pour vos médicaments, Monsieur Bonnet. Alas, they still think I'm crazy.
That was the CMAJ Humanities Encounters article called Le Feu Bonnet. It was read by the author, Dr. Harold Giardi, a fifth-year ophthalmology resident at Dalhousie University in Halifax, Nova Scotia. You can find his article on our website, cmaj.ca. Don't forget to subscribe to CMAJ podcasts on SoundCloud or a podcast app. Please also leave us a rating and let us know how we're doing. I'm Dr. Kirsten Patrick, Deputy Editor for CMAJ. Thank you for listening.